Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. The great thing about the new Chinese motoring industry is that we journos get to meet new brands so often. Quirky names to our ears and even quirkier spelling. The latest quirkiness to pass my driveway is a new entrance from the mark Jaecoo, spelt J-A-E-C-O-O. See, I couldn't even get that right there. Now, that's about the only thing that is actually quirky about this one, I'm happily afraid to report. That is, other than a single unique feature. This is the first and only car I've ever tested that came from the factory with one of these. Maybe it's an automotive first altogether for all I know. Let me know. More on that a bit later. You see, this is the top-of-the-line Jaecoo J7. Now, for the not quirky details. It looks like most Chinese SUVs do, but it's a bit extra. Avant-garde lights and exterior, but modern and the looks will last. Details abound. It's a handsome car, I have to admit. And this one has no weird ergonomics, as many of the Chinese cars I've had on test too. It's the latest generation. There are no pings that annoy. It's just understated in its unique avant-garde styling. And it's well put together. Handling, chassis, motor, gearbox, ergonomics, all good. I mean, really good. It has all you can ask for. An enormous 13.2-inch CarPlay or Android screen, the biggest I've ever had on test. And I've got to say, it all just works. Wireless CarPlay did get dropped a few times, but European cars do that to me too, every single one of them. The car is super refined and has more than enough finesse and grunt. The top-of-the-line four-wheel drive so-called Inferno model that I had on test comes in at 679,900 Rand. And its cheaper two-wheel drive derivative, an appealing 549,000 Rand, which is not much money for a bigger SUV like this is. They all get the same engine and 7-speed DCT gearbox, which has a 1.6-litre capacity and puts out 155 kilowatts. The fuel consumption is excellent. The two-wheel drive is claimed at 7 litres per 100 kilometres flat, and this four-wheel drive at 7.8 litres. Now, my real-world testing delivered 8 litres per 100 kilometres, and I have to say I didn't take it easy, so no overclaims there. It feels and looks luxurious with some good material choices and great interior styling too. Very minimalist in a weird modern way. The wireless car charger has a vent to cool your battery, and that's brilliant. The rear view camera system too is brilliant, and it's as good as the best in the world, and it has all the safety systems, including parking lot crash avoidance and adaptive cruise control, of course keyless go and those sort of things that you would expect. The features list, in fact, is too long to go through, and it misses nothing. This is a lot of car for the money. It even has a 5-star Chinese NCAP rating, and they sold, it's part of the Chery brand of cars, with Chery's 5-year, 150,000-kilometer warranty and a 10-year, 1 million-kilometer engine warranty. That warranty, I have to tell you, is only valid for the car's first owner, unfortunately. And that first in any car for me? A tissue box holder. It has a slot to dispense those tissues. You fill it from the armrest cooler box thingy, you take a sort of lid off and there it is, and you stuff your box of tissues in, and then you retrieve tissues from between the armrest and the console. Slightly quirky, don't you think? And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. That was the Jaecoo J7. And if you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me, of course, on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. FMR 101.3